2020 certainly was a very busy year on Beacon Hill. And joining us for a look back on the year that was is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again, Dan.
So last year, definitely a busy year, probably COVID dominating most of your activities.
Yeah, it was a really busy year up on Beacon Hill. From the discussions with many of my colleagues, it was probably the busiest year we've ever had, not only trying to manage budget concerns and key legislation regarding health care, regarding education, regarding police reform. You know, you can go down the list, but the biggest thing that's been keeping us busy is helping constituents with their individual needs. We know that this pandemic has caused a lot of issues, not only with people's health, but their with their economic statuses. And we've been trying to help as many small businesses, restaurants, and individuals that have suffered due to the closures as we can. So that's what we've been focusing on. It's been a great year. We've gotten some serious legislation passed. There's a lot of work to do as we continue to try to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. But as we roll out the vaccine and hopefully get back to normal, we can start to focus on tying up the loose ends that we didn't finish up this session.
Now, I did want to ask you about COVID, because, of course, now we're, as you mentioned, we're starting with the vaccine rollout. What are your thoughts on how that's going so far, and what do you see coming in the future as far as this rollout goes?
I'd like to, you know, first of all, commend my colleagues in the Baker administration. I understand that it's very, very difficult to get everyone vaccinated as quickly as possible, and there's always going to be critics as to who gets the vaccine first, who's the priority and who isn't. But right now we've been getting the frontline workers that have been really on the front lines for the last almost year now, fighting this pandemic, vaccinated. We've been working with police departments and fire departments, municipal officials, and we're going to do the best that we can to get everyone vaccinated as soon as possible.
And of course, you're starting this session with a new speaker.
Yes, very, very exciting. Ron Mariano from Quincy. With these troubling times and these this unrest, not only locally but throughout the country, it's really important to have a steady hand up at the State House with experience. He's a South Shore guy. He understands the intricacies and the issues that we face in coastal communities, and I'm really looking forward to working with him and his leadership team to address the issues that the people in Marshfield and Scituate are facing.
I wanted to ask you about this since you did bring up some of the unrest. Of course, we saw what happened in the Capitol. Is there any concerns as far as something similar happening at the State House? Has that been brought up at all?
We've heard grumblings that there might be some instigators at different State Houses around the country. My thoughts and prayers go out to the five individuals and their families who were affected by the events at the Capitol. And my focus as a legislator, especially in this new session, is going to be restoring people's faith in the election process. There are a lot of folks in the district and on the South Shore that have felt scared, have felt nervous, have felt that the entire political world right now is unfair, is unsafe, and what I want to do is work in a bipartisan manner to restore people's faith in our election process and move this country forward and address the issues that people are facing, address the pandemic, and work in this new session to tie up some of the loose ends in the legislation that we had passed this session. So I'm sad that happened. I think it's an interesting time in our democracy. It's a moment that we'll always remember, but I hope that we can move forward and move forward in a way that's working together and putting the people that we represent first.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it, and the best in the new year.
Dan, thank you so much. It's nice to see you and be on today, and we'll be in touch soon.
Indeed. State Representative Patrick Kearney.